KSRN News. I'm John Scott in Chicago. At a news conference, Democratic National Convention Director Alex Hornbrook says day two will feature more Democratic stars addressing the convention,
including, of course, Chicago's own President and Mrs. Obama. We'll also hear from some other key leaders, including Leader Schumer, our incredible hosts here in Illinois, Governor J.B. Pritzker and Senator Tammy Duckworth, Senator Bernie Sanders, Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham, Mayor Giles of Mesa, Arizona, and, of course, the person who knows the Vice President best, Second Gentleman Doug Emhoff, will be able to speak to the strength and the leadership that she will bring.
DNC Director Alex Hornbrook. Also at SRNNews.com, Vice Presidential nominee Senator J.D. Vance held a news conference in Kenosha, Wisconsin on crime and safety. Vance told a crowd that Kamala Harris wants to protect violent criminals from prosecution.
This is a person who wants to change the laws around violent criminals so that people who commit sex crimes with minors would not be categorized as violent offenders. Do we think that's a good idea? No, absolutely not. It's not a good idea.
This is the third week in a row Vance has visited Wisconsin. He was in Milwaukee on August 16th as the Milwaukee Police Association endorsed the Trump and Vance presidential ticket. A federal judge denying Hunter Biden's latest bid to dismiss the tax charges against him, setting the stage for his trial to begin next month in California. And tens of thousands are still without power across Puerto Rico, a week after Ernesto swiped the U.S. territory as a tropical storm. Officials there promising everyone will have power by the weekend. Stocks are lower, the Dow dropping 32 points, the NASDAQ 14 points in the red. This is SRN News. How many evangelicals are there? SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
Not as many as you might think, according to a new report from the Cultural Research Center at Arizona Christian University. Using a strict doctrinal definition of evangelicals, the CRC concludes that only about 10% of the U.S. population qualifies, which means that an awful lot of people call themselves evangelicals who probably aren't. It also means the very definition of evangelical as used in the mainstream media is so flexible as to be almost useless. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Amnesty International says most of the suspects in a rampage last year against Christians in eastern Pakistan over alleged blasphemy are still at large, and authorities have failed to deliver justice to the victims. The group says that the inadequate response by authorities has generated a climate of impunity. Blasphemy accusations are common in Pakistan. This is SRN News. Six people still missing after a super yacht capsized off the coast of Sicily.
Rescue teams and divers headed back to the site of a storm-sunken superyacht off the coast of Sicily to search for those still unaccounted for, including British tech magnate Mike Lynch. Divers jumped back into the sea attempting to reach the hull of the boat, where the remaining six are believed to be trapped over 160 feet underwater. A day earlier, rescue crews reported that divers were unable to access the below-deck cabins because they were blocked by debris that had shifted during the violent storm that toppled the luxury sailboat. 15 people survived. I'm Karen Chamas.
King Charles visiting the seaside town of Southport to meet with survivors of the stabbing rampage that killed three young girls at a Taylor Swift-themed dance class on July 29th. That attack sparked rioting in Southport and across the country. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.